啊，感谢主耶稣，啊，我们又以一个感谢欢喜的心，我们一起来学习，啊，箴言里头的教训。
And so, thank God, we have this opportunity to learn with a joyful heart the teachings of the Book of Proverbs.
啊，神是伟大的，啊，神也充满着爱。
God is almighty, and He is filled with love.
啊，所以我们不但要爱神，我们也要敬畏神。
And not only should we love God, but we should also fear Him.
啊，敬畏神不是用嘴巴讲的，而是要在生活当中有实际的表现。
And so to fear God is not only something that we say with our mouths, but it is something practical in our daily lives.
那我们从箴言的教训，啊，我们来看看我们是不是一个真的敬畏神的人。
And so from the teachings of the book of Proverbs, we can examine to see whether we truly are a person who fears God.
啊，箴言里头告诉我们，一个敬畏神的人，他会有的表现。
In the book of Proverbs, it tells us a person who fears God, what kind of demonstrations will he have in his life?
啊，第一个，他会恨恶邪恶。
And first is that he will hate evil.
第二个，他会远离恶事。
Second, he will flee from evil.
啊，第三个，他不会去结交不好的朋友。
Third, he will not make bad friends.
啊，那什么是不好的朋友？
And so what are bad friends?
我们请看箴言二十四章。
We look at Proverbs chapter 24.
箴言二十四章二十一节二十二节。
Proverbs 24 verse 21 and 22.
二十一节，我儿，你要敬畏主，以君王，不要以反复无常的人结交。
21. My son, fear the Lord and the king. Do not associate with those given to change.
因为他们的灾难必忽然而起，主以君王所施行的毁灭，谁能知道呢？
For their calamity will rise suddenly, and who knows the ruin those two can bring?
啊，什么是不好的朋友？在二十一节告诉我们，就是那种反物反复无常的人。
And so, here in verse 21 tells us who bad friends are. There are those who are given to change.
哦，所以这种反复无常的人，他对一件事情的看法啊，一下子是这样，一下子是那样。
And so those who are given to change, they often change their perspectives on how to see things.
啊，但他对信仰可能也是这种情，这种也是这样子。
And they may flip-flop on things including their faith.
哦，所以如果我们结交这样的朋友，好，我们可能会受影响。
And if we make friends with such people, we may be influenced.
那在圣经里头，我们可以看到有一个人啊，他就是这样一个反复无常的人。
And so in the Bible, we see an example of someone who is given to change.
啊，那就是这个扫罗王。
And that is King Saul.
这个扫罗王他一直想要抓拿大卫，把大卫处死。
And so he wanted to pursue after David as to kill him.
那大卫在逃亡的当中，大卫 也有机会可以杀掉扫罗。
As David was fleeing from Saul, he had the opportunity to kill Saul.
但是他都没有动手。
However, David never followed through with killing him.
但是他有让扫罗知道。
However, he let Saul know.
本来我是可以很容易的就把你杀死的，但是我没有这么做。
I had the opportunity to kill you, but yet I did not do so.
那扫罗每一次的反应都是，他就觉得非常的后悔，他觉得他是很不合理的人。
And each time, Saul's reaction was one of regret that he felt he was being unreasonable.
所以他也向大卫承认他的错误，他也希望大卫能够再回到他的身边。
And so he confessed his mistakes to David, hoping that David could return to his side.
他这个时候跟大卫讲，我要好好的对待你。
And he would tell David that I will treat you well.
但是再过不久，他一定又会想要伤害大卫。
But not long after, Saul would then want to again harm David.
所以大卫当然他就一直没有再回到扫罗的身旁。
And so, of course, David would not return back to Saul's side.
在我们的生活当中，或许有这样子的人。
Maybe in our lives, we know people like this.
他一当然会有这种行为。可能是他个人的生活里头有一些原因造成他这样子。
And maybe our friends are like this because they have certain reasons in their lives.
比如说扫罗我们就可以分析为什么他会这样子。
And we can examine to see why Saul is like this.
但是总之这样的人对我们的生活，对我们的信仰，他很有可能会带来伤害。
However, these people in our lives may bring us harm.
所以一个敬畏神的人就跟这种人呢要保持距离。
And so a person who fears God will keep their distance from these people.
那当然我们自己不要成为这样子的人。
And of course, we ourselves should not become such a person.
就信仰上来讲如果我们一下很有时候很热心，有时候又很冷淡。
In terms of our faith, if sometimes we can be very fervent, and then there are times where we just grow very cold in our faith.
有时候我们很亲近神，有时候我们好像离神离得很远。
Sometimes it feels as if we are very close to God, but then other times we are very far.
那我们要仔细的想想看为什么我们会是这样子的人。
We need to meditate and examine to see why we are such a person.
那可能我们的父母亲或者我们的儿女他是这种反复无常的人。
And maybe our parents or maybe our children are people who are given to change.
这样子的人在生活当中很难跟人相处。也不容易得到人家的信任。
And those are people who are very difficult to build good relations with others and hard to develop trust with.
这样的人对信仰常常没有办法坚持做对的事情。
And these kind of people rarely are determined in their faith.
那所以呢，如果我们家人有人是这样的行为，那我们真的要好好跟他谈谈，好好来为他祷告。
And so if any of our family members are given to change, then we need to discuss with them and pray for them.
神既然叫我们说不要交这样的朋友，那当然这样的人在神的眼中也是神所不喜悦的。
And since God tells us not to become friends with those given to change, obviously God is not, does not find favor in these people.
所以就像扫罗王，神弃绝了他。
And just as Saul was rejected by God.
因为这样的一个人，他在神来看就不是一个敬畏神的人。
Because in the eyes of God, Saul was not one who feared God.
好，请我们再看箴言二十二章第四节。
We'll turn to Proverbs 22 verse 4.
第四节，敬畏主，心存谦卑，就得富有尊荣，生命为赏赐。
By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life.
下半句话在讲一个敬畏神的人，他所要得到的好处。
And so the second half of this verse talks about all the benefits someone gains by fearing God.
那上半句话在告诉我们什么？一个敬畏神的人呢，他会心存谦卑。
And so the first half of the verse tells us that someone who fears the Lord will have a heart of humility.
当然最重要的是在神面前谦卑。
And of course, the most important is to have humility before the Lord.
我们如果能够在神面前谦卑，我们应该也会容易的在与人相处当中是谦卑的。
And so if we have humility before the Lord, it will be very natural that we are humble before men.
那谦卑就会带来顺服神。
Humility brings about submission to the Lord.
在旧约里头，这个以色列为什么最后会被灭国？
In the Old Testament, why is it that the nation of Israel was destroyed?
因为他们一直以来都总是没有办法心存谦卑来顺服神。
Because they have not been able to humble themselves and submit to God.
一开始神就很清楚地将这些律法、诫命来赐给他们，教导他们。
And in the beginning, God was very clear in giving them the commandments and the laws for them to follow.
但是从历史上来看，他们常常是选择不顺服神。
But often in their choices and decisions, they chose not to fear God and submit to Him.
他们总是没有一个没有一个谦卑的心来跟从神。
They did not follow God with a humble heart.
那神就以他的公义来纠正他们。
And God would correct them with His righteousness.
神让他们受到了一些的痛苦，一些的刑罚。
And He allowed them to experience punishment and hurt.
当然，这些百姓在受苦当中，他们就呼求神。
And of course, naturally, the people in their pain and suffering, they would cry out to God.
神就听了他们的呼求，神就怜悯他们，神就救拔他们。
And when God heard their cries, God would help them to save them and deliver them.
神再一次的很有耐心的来教导他们。
And so God once again very patiently taught them.
神在祝福他们，他们又有一段平安的日子。
That God blessed them so that they would have another period of peace.
但是不久之后，他们又选择不顺服神的教训。
But not long after, they would again not submit to the teachings of God.
那这个就这样不断的在旧约的历史里头不断的反复的出现。
And so this is a pattern that repeated itself throughout history.
那感觉上就是他们好像在这个漩涡里头，一直往漩涡的中心里头掉。
And so it seems like they were in a just a.
我们知道那个中心是力量很大的，你一掉入中心就跑不出来了。
In a swirl that they were trying to avoid getting wrapped up in the middle. And so they know that the force of the center is very strong. And once you get caught in it, you cannot come out.
所以其实他们所走的路就是像一直走向这个漩涡的中心。
And so the way that the Israelites were walking towards was they were walking towards the center of this.
表面上看起来神都赦免他们了，他们又有平安的日子过了。
And it seemed on the surface that God had mercy on them, and so they had a life of peace.
但是其实他们是一直将自己推向这个漩涡的中心。
However, they were constantly walking towards the center of this whirlpool.
就成为神眼中不敬畏神的人。
And in the eyes of God, they were people who did not fear him.
所以呢，我们敬畏神啊，我们一定要心存谦卑，顺服神的教训。
And so for those who fear God, we need to have a heart of humility and submit to Him.
所以第一个我们要好好的听神的话。
And so first, we must listen to the word of God.
那在圣经里头，这个听常常也包含着做这样的一个动
And
作。
in the Bible, the word listen is often associated with doing.
所以我们听神的教训，学习神的教训，目的就是要去照着做。
And so the purpose of us listening and learning the word of God is so that we may do according to the word.
所以神不断地将他的话来传给这些百姓。
And so God, kept, preaching the word, to the people.
借着祭司，借着先知，这样子将信息来传达给他们。
And so that through the priests and the prophets, they would send God's messages to the people.
每一次神都是讲得很清楚，
And every time God was very clear.
但是很可惜的就是，人很容易就拒绝了这个神的教训。
But each time, unfortunately, a man rejected the teachings of God.
这对我们今天来讲，一样还是一个很大的挑战。
And this, for us today is still a struggle.
听神的教训，我们是需要训练自己的。
And to obey the word of God requires us to train ourselves.
人的倾向是不愿意顺服。
The nature of man is that they are not willing to submit.
我们人与人相处，我们总是要问为什么。
In our interpersonal interactions, we ask why.
当我觉得你的要求不合理，我一定要问为什么。
If I feel that your request is unreasonable, my natural inclination is to ask why.
我一定会表达说我认为不合理，所以我不能接受。
I will naturally express that I do not feel that this is reasonable.
是的，我们人与人的相处，很多时候是需要公平合理。
And yes, it is true that in our interactions with others, there is a need for fairness and justice.
这是我们人与人相处，我们彼此的对方的要求。
And these are our requests in interpersonal relationships.
但是我们要进一步来想，今天我们不是在跟人来相处，我们是在跟神相处。
But if we take a step closer, we know that we are not interacting with man, but we are interacting with God.
当我们跟神相处的时候呢，不是在问说这个合不合理。
And when we interact with God, we are not asking whether his requests are reasonable or not.
我们只要弄清楚，是的，这是神对我的要求。
All we need to know very clearly is yes, this is God's request for me.
我们要紧的是明白，是的，这是神的旨意。
And we have to be very clear yet that yes, this is the will of God.
那神对我们的要求不是合理，是顺服。
And so it's not about whether the standards of God are reasonable, but it is about our submission.
乃曼元帅他请求麻风得到医治。
And so Commander Naaman, when he sought for the healing of his leprosy,
神借着以利沙先知对他说：“你到约旦河去沐浴七次。
And so Elisha commanded, gave him the order that he should go to wash himself 7 times in the Jordan River.
”这个对乃曼元帅来讲，这件事情不合理。
For Naaman, this was an unreasonable request.
如果要到河里沐浴七回，我干嘛跑那么远的路到以色列来？
And he thought, why should I go so far to wash myself all the way in Israel in the Jordan River.
啊, 甚至我国家里头的河流的水都比约旦河还要干净。
And the rivers that flow in my own nation are cleaner than the Jordan River.
啊, 因为不合理, 所以乃曼很生气, 所以他转身就要走了。
And because the request seems unreasonable, so Naaman turned around to leave.
啊, 那最后乃曼他为什么得着医治？
And so how is it that Naaman in the end received his healing?
啊, 最后他是谦卑的, 顺服神给他的指示, 到约旦河沐浴七次。
And so it was when he humbled himself and received the instruction of God to wash himself seven times in the Jordan River.
啊, 今天我们都很愿意做一个敬畏神的人。
Today we are all willing to be one who fears God.
啊, 所以我们常常要提醒自己, 我们到底是在跟人打交道, 还是在跟神打交道。
And so we have to ask ourselves whether we are negotiating with man or with God.
哦, 如果我们是在跟神打交道的话, 那不要谈合理, 我们所要, 啊, 所要努力去做的是顺服。
And so when we are interacting with God, it is not a question of reasonable or not, but it is a question of submission.
哦, 那神的应许绝对是真实的。
And promises of God are indeed true.
啊, 其实到约旦河沐浴七次, 啊, 这是一个, 其实也是一个很简单的动作。
Actually, washing himself seven times in the Jordan River is a very simple action.
啊, 不会因为你认为不合理, 它就没有了医治的功效。
And just because you feel that it is unreasonable doesn't make it lose any of its effectiveness.
啊, 你只要顺服了, 神的恩典,神的力量在里头。
All you need to do is submit, and then it has the love and the power of God in it.
那为什么以色列人的历史里头, 他们一再的, 啊, 这个不顺服神的教训?
Why is it throughout the history of the Israelites that were they not submissive towards God?
啊, 因为他们常常忘记了神的作为。
Because they often forgot the position of God in their lives.
哦, 那所以今天我们要常常数算神的恩典。
And so today we must often count our blessings from God.
我们在什么时候领受神的恩典?
When is it do we receive the blessings of God?
常常是在我们明白神的旨意, 明白神的教训, 照着去做的时候。
It is when we know and follow the will of God and His teaching.
哦, 所以记得神的, 啊, 神的这些作为恩典, 啊, 会帮助我们顺服神的教训。
And so to remember the acts of God and His blessings allow us to be submissive.
啊, 为什么以色列人他们常常不顺服神的教训?
Why is it that the Israelites often did not submit to God?
啊, 因为他们常常只是看到眼前的失败, 啊, 眼前的困难。
Because they only saw the failure and the weaknesses right in front of them.
啊, 他们因为眼前的困难, 他们甚至, 啊, 火, 啊, 有点否定了过去神给他们的恩典。
And when they saw the difficulties that stood in front of them, they forgot and denied the past promises of God.
我们请参考四世纪第六章。
And let's look at the book of Judges, chapter 6.
四世纪第六章十二节。
Judges, chapter 6, verse 12.
十二节,主的使者向基甸显现,对他说,大能的勇士啊,主与你同在。
Verse 12, And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor.
十三节,基甸说,主啊,主若与我们同在,我们何至遭遇这一切的事呢? 我们的列祖不是向我们说,主领我们从埃及上来吗? 他那样奇妙的作为在哪里呢? 现在却丢弃我们，将我们交在米甸人手里。
Verse 13, Gideon said to him, O my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his miracles which our fathers told us about, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites.
在这里基甸他只看到眼前的困难。
And so Gideon, he only saw the challenges that were in front of him.
所以他说神的爱，神的能力，但是这是过去的事情。
And so he felt that the love of God and the power of God were all in the past.
现在神的爱在哪里？现在神的能力在哪里？
Where is the love of God now? Where is the power of God?
那如果现在没有神的爱，没有神的能力，那过去是真的吗？
And so since there is no love of God now, and since there is no power of God now, was there no ability from God before?
这是我们人常常有的我们人的逻辑。
And this is the logic of men.
现在没有的话，那过去是值得怀疑的。
And so if you do not have it now, then you start to doubt what happened in the past.
所以这样我还需要遵守神的教训吗？
So do I still need to follow in the teachings of God now?
我遵守神的教训，但是为什么我现在是遇到这样的困境？
If I follow in the commands of God now, why is it that I still encounter difficulties?
那事实上我们请看四世纪第六章第一节。
And actually, if we look at Judges chapter 6, verse 1.
以色列人又行主眼中看为恶的事，主就把他们交在米甸人手里七年。
Then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, so the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian for 7 years.
所以事实上不是神这个不合理，而是以色列人他们根本已经没有顺服神的教训。
So it's not that God was unreasonable, but rather it was the people who no longer submitted to God.
所以当我们面对着我们的困难的时候，有时候面对困难会让我们对神的对神的爱，对神的教训会怀疑。
And so sometimes when we face challenges, we will start to question and doubt God's love and God's ability.
所以在我们的祷告里头，我们要求神加添我们的信心。
So in our prayers, we need to ask God to strengthen our faith.
我们要真真实实的相信神是信实的神。
And we need to wholeheartedly believe that God is a faithful God.
充满着信心来听神的教训，来记得神的教训。
And so we must listen to the teachings of God and believe in his teachings with great faith.
也照他所帮助我们的信心，我们来遵守神的教训。
And so with our strength and faith that we would believe in his teaching.
让我们总是顺服在神的手中。
And that we may continue to submit to God's hand.
那这个以色列人的这种历史上的错误就不会成为我们的错误。
That the mistakes that Israel made throughout their history would not become our mistakes.
既然敬畏神是这么的重要所以箴言里头也有很多的经节告诉我们敬畏神会得到怎样的结果。
And so, because it is important to fear God, throughout many verses in the Bible tells us the result of fearing God.
那在讲义里头我们都有把它列出来。
And so, in our notes, we have listed out.
那我们就只来看一个地方的经节，我们看箴言第十章二十七节。
So let's look at Proverbs chapter 10, verse 27.
箴言十章二十七节。
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 27.
敬畏主使人日子加多，但恶人的年岁必被减少。
The fear of the Lord prolongs days, but the years of the wicked will be shortened.
在有敬畏神，就会有神的神的看顾。
And so when we fear God, we will have the protection of God.
那我们人就可以照着神所预定给我们的日子能够活到满足。
And so that when we live, we will live to the number of days that is determined by God in great abundance.
29节，主的道是正直人的保障，却成了作孽人的败坏。
29. The way of the Lord is strength for the upright, but destruction will come to the workers of iniquity.
遵守神的教训，这不是一个重担。
To obey and to submit to the teachings of God is not a burden.
遵守神的教训让我们有平安。
And obeying God will bring us peace.
因为走在神所给我们的道路上面是有神的保护的。
Because when we walk on the path that God desires to walk down, He will protect us.
好，那我们接下来谈第二个主题就是智慧。
And so we will now continue to the second topic, which is wisdom.
那在箴言里头也不断的强调为什么智慧这么宝贵，这么重要。
Throughout the book of Proverbs, it emphasizes repeatedly the importance of wisdom.
同样我们人需要得到保护，得到安全，那智慧能够保护我们。
And so for man to desire safety and protection, wisdom shall keep us safe.
我们得神的喜悦，我们就能够得神的恩惠。
And so if we find favor in the eyes of God, then we shall receive His grace.
那智慧能够帮助我们得神的喜悦。
And so wisdom helps us to gain favor in the eyes of God.
那我们一个基督徒不但我们有得救的盼望，我们更希望有更多的人跟我们一起来领受救恩。
And so Christians not only have the hope of heaven, but they also desire that more people can join us on this path to salvation.
所以无论传福音的工作好做不好做，我们总是不断的很看重传福音这一件事情。
And regardless of whether evangelism is easy or not, we still try our best when it comes to preaching the gospel.
我们这一次的讲习会虽然不是先道的讲习会。
And even though our seminar is not a one of evangelism,
但是我们也排了两堂跟先道有关系的课程。
But we have arranged and scheduled two classes on evangelism.
我们总是希望能够多得为主耶稣多赢得一些灵魂。
And so we all hope that we can save and win some souls for God.
那智慧为什么那么宝贵？
So why is wisdom so precious?
因为箴言告诉我们，智慧能够得着人。
Because Proverbs tells us that wisdom helps to win men.
请看箴言11章30节。
We look at Proverbs chapter 11 verse 30.
三十节，义人所结的果子就是生命树，有智慧的必能得人。
The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise.
所以要做好先道的工作我们也要努力来成为一个有智慧的人。
And in order to do the work of evangelism, we need to be diligent in becoming a wise person.
在教会里头有更多的智慧人，那相信一定能够得着更多的人来信主。
And if a church has many wise people, then they will bring many believers.
箴言就是在教导我们来成为一个智慧人。
And so the book of Proverbs teaches us how to be a person, a wise person.
如果我们看重先道的话，那我们也应该要常常好好的来学习箴言。
If we care about evangelism, then we need to learn from the book of Proverbs.
那我们同样的，我们要来评估一下我们是不是一个智慧人。
And so we need to examine to see whether we are a wise person.
我们对我们所爱的人比如说我们的孩子，我们要评估一下他是不是一个有智慧的人。
And so if we love our children, we need to examine whether they are wise people.
如果我们觉得他不是一个有智慧的人，
if we do not feel that they are very wise,
如果我们发现我们不是一个有智慧的人，
or if we realize that we ourselves are not wise people,
那我们就要好好的向神来求智慧。
Then we need to plead to God for wisdom.
所以箴言告诉我们智慧很宝贵，很重要。
And so the book of Proverbs tells us how important and how precious wisdom is.
所以箴言也帮助我们来评估一下我们是不是一个智慧人。
And so Proverbs helps us to examine whether we are a person who is wise.
所以我们就来看一个智慧人他会有的表现。
And so let us see the demonstrations of a person who is wise.
好，我们请看箴言二十一章二十二节。
We look at Proverbs 20, chapter 21, verse 22.
箴言二十一章二十二节。
Proverbs chapter 21, verse 22.
智慧人爬上勇士的城墙，倾覆他所依靠的坚垒。
A wise man scales the city of the mighty and brings down the trusted stronghold.
二十四章第五节。
In chapter 24, verse 5.
智慧人大有能力，有知识的人力上加力。
A wise man is strong, yes, a man of knowledge increases strength.
所以第一个智慧的表现就是在能力一个有智慧的人，他会是一个有能力的人。
And so the first manifestation of wisdom is that it will make a person strong.
那从二十一章二十二节这里所描写的能力呢就是他能够爬上城墙，他能够倾覆这个敌人的坚固的堡垒。
And so in chapter 21, verse 22, it shows how a wise man is able to scale the city of the mighty and bring down the trusted stronghold of his enemies.
那我们知道箴言呢，它常常，它的描写常常也带有比喻这样的一个特性。
And so we know that the book of Proverbs writes more in, sometimes can write in parables.
所以这个城墙，这个坚固的堡垒，它不一定就是一个实体上的一个城墙。
And so when we talk about the city of the mighty or the trusted stronghold, it is not talking about the actual object.
有时候我们生活当中的就我们个人来讲比如说我们的一个坏习惯或者我们的一个缺点，它就好像城墙，好像坚固的堡垒。
So in our personal lives and in our individual lives, we may have bad habits or weaknesses that may be like a city wall or a stronghold.
这个会将我们一个人打倒，甚至摧毁。
And so it can often knock us down or bring us down.
那我们必须有能力来胜过我们自己的这种缺点跟软弱。
And so we need to have the ability to conquer over our weaknesses and our weak points.
每一个人生来一定会带有一些的 软弱跟缺点。
And so all of us, when we are born, we all have our weaknesses and our weak points.
如果我们没有能力去胜过的话，他会跟着我们一辈子。
And if we do not overcome them, they will follow us the rest of our lives.
所以常常有人为他的软弱不断的在后悔，不断的在跟人家说对不起。
There are those who regret their whole lives of their weaknesses, and there are those who are apologizing all the time to others.
如果我们也是这样的人，
if we are such a person,
那我们就知道我们不是一个智慧的。
Then we know that we are not a person who is wise.
因为我们没有能力来倾覆这个坚固的堡垒。
Because we do not have the ability to bring down this trusted stronghold.
所以我们也渐渐地从箴言里头来去看出来箴言 所讲的智慧指的是 哪些方面。
And so as we study the book of Proverbs, you can see in what ways we have wisdom.
好，那我们今天的学习就到这里，我们一起默祷。
And so we will conclude our lesson here. Let's all bow our heads and pray in silence.